The Method of Contentment, an Introduction to a Meditative Session by Z. Charnot, written January 15, 1989. To be content with self or to be content with others is the same for an edgeless self. To be discontent with self or to be discontent with others is the same for an edgeless self. Shall we be content or discontent? Is it to view the self as powerless and without responsibility or function to be content? Does being content mean that we believe that we are without intent or without effect? Does being content mean that we leave everything that happens to someone else or to something else to make it happen? Does being content mean we don't want anything to change? Can we be content with the changes that are occurring and feel ourselves as apart from the means by which those changes occur? Can we be content with the changes that are occurring and feel ourselves as a part of the means by which those changes occur, with a responsibility, with a function? Perhaps contentment comes from feeling that we are doing as much as we can, taking into account our own present limitations. Perhaps contentment comes from feeling that we are doing as much as we can, taking into account the limitations of others and our unwillingness to control others. Or is to be content to seek a graceful functioning, a smooth, prepared, responsive, or adaptive functioning? Is it to view the self as powerless and without responsibility or function, to be discontent? Or is it to see others as clearly separate and the agents of our experience? Consciousness situates upon surfaces, systems of form, levels of manifestation. What we view as limits, as holes, as having discrete existence, positions the consciousness. If the self is the unit of significance, the whole, the discrete existence, I situate consciousness upon that set of surfaces which define the selves of my world. If instead I see an interpenetrating operation or function of the center of being, which manifests both limits and powers within and through those who surround me, and see my own behavior as a composite of the limits and powers of those who surround me, I situate consciousness in a more diffuse field, a less defined and discrete mutual existence. If I see the very force of attraction that creates the relationships and exchanges I have as being the force of similarity, I must admire, appreciate, and enjoy those I draw into my field of experience. I enjoy the selfless resolve to grow, to participate, to process the clearing, the removal, the effect, and consequences of obstacles and defining barriers within those around me. I enjoy and admire the integrity, the honesty, the devotion, the loyalty, the stamina, the creativity, the inventiveness, the diligence, the joy, the love, the kindness, the beauty of those I draw into the field of my experience, because through them I am accepting those characteristics in myself. Every deficiency in those I draw into the field of my experience is my use of the agency of others to face such deficiencies, not as belonging to others, nor as my own neither, but as deficiencies for which I accept the responsibility to process with love, with patience, with kindness, with tolerance, content with the task, the function, hoping to accomplish the victory within the agency of others and or within myself. If I define the target of deficiency with criticism, intolerance, impatience as discreetly located within others, I have separated myself and have resented or regretted the function of processing the deficiency. I have held disdain towards the deficiency and its agent of manifestation. I have imprisoned myself. The weakness of others is my weakness, for I accept it as my responsibility to process with love, with patience, with kindness, with acceptance, with diligence, with tolerance, with joy. I am content. I am accepting. I enjoy who and what I have drawn into my field of experience. I admire what and who I have drawn into my field of experience. If and as I see nobility in you, I see it in myself. I experience myself as innocent, but not faultless. Whether I process a deficiency in the field of my center of being or in the field of another's center of being is not so critical as that I not evade or avoid what naturally and perhaps karmically positions itself in my field of experience. Writing these words through the night, it is 4:34 a.m. As I write this, I awakened at 2:36 a.m., I am warmed with love, with pleasure, with admiration for each of you. I am aware of the deficiencies we process. Some I manifest, some you manifest, but I find myself committed to the function. Content, easy, willing, thoughtful.